I'm standing now on South River Street in Troy, New York, in the two-block section as you move away from Monument Square towards the bridge. The streets are lined with small businesses. At the Farmers Market Community Workshop 2 weeks ago, several of these storefront vendors approached the Farmers Market management team about an open issue that's been going on for a long time, which is the reach of the Farmers Market and how these vendors are adversely affected by the streets being blocked off every Saturday for 6 months at a time, and the loss of business, both from the inability for cars to drive down the street to the visual perception for pedestrians that where the Farmers Market ends, all interest ends in terms of businesses.
I'm Maria Levin. I own Sawtooth Jewelry Studio. I'm on the Lower River Street neighborhood, and we have been asking the Farmers Market, businesses that were there long before me, have been asking the Farmers Market to please extend the vendors down our block, because right now the traffic to our neighborhood on Saturdays, which should be a retailer's busiest day of the week, is blocked by the location of the Farmers Market. We get multiple phone calls a week in my shop personally from people that say, I tried to come on Saturday, but I can't get there. Is there a street festival? What's going on? So we hear from customers. We're a service-based business. We hear from customers all the time that are trying to get to us and can't get to us on Saturdays. And we've been asking the Farmers Market for quite some time to help us out and you know, just stretch the market out and spread down our block a little bit. And we were all under the assumption that we would have a chance maybe for some public comment at this meeting. And when that didn't happen, everyone got up here and got pretty upset and tried to, tried to get the attention of the people that are running this meeting and just feel like our voices were being heard beyond sticking a post-it note to easel.
So how long have you been talking to different people? Because it sounds like you've gone through several iterations.
It's been through a few iterations. We've been in meetings with the bid regarding this, and they're like, our hands are tied. The market's their own entity. And then the market says, the market's run by a board, so they'll have to vote on it. So I can't really give you an answer. So, you know, in just the 6 months that we've been asking for some help, I've seen, you know, one market, the Liz is no longer, I think, you know, now Zach has taken over for Liz. And so I don't have the history. Jimmy and Teresa, who owns the bead shop, I think she may have left already, they are tenants of our block for 10 and 15 years. They have a little more experience. And when we were all like, yay, we're going to go to this meeting and it's going to be great and our voices are going to be heard, they kind of rolled their eyes. They're like, we've been through this before and here we are. Closed our shops early, came down on a weeknight in hopes of getting through to people, and here we are again.
We've been continually promised that the Farmers Market will extend down to the end of our street. Every year we stock up on product, we add new things in our store, we pull out the welcome mat, and then they block the streets. They are like a third world country up there, jammed in, and it's completely devastated our businesses. Instead of thriving, we're surviving. We work hard, we pay taxes, we're there day after day. All my neighbors, I've lost 6 to 8 neighbors in the past 4 years because of the Farmers Market, because they can't exist. You can't exist without Saturday. I have a record business and my customers are faithful. They know how to get there. People don't know how to get there. They have no idea how to get there. Our streets are blocked. And all of our parking space is wasted. No one's in our garage. Our streets are just empty, completely empty on Saturday. Business is horrendous, and that's 8 months, 6 to 8 months a year when they're there. But the other problem is we've been consistently told that this would not be happening, and it happens every season. And it's gotten to the boiling point now, and we're prepared to take action. We're not sitting around anymore.
Zach Metzger, president of Troy Waterfront Farmers Market. You heard some disgruntled voices from some vendors, not farmers market vendors, but business owners on the south end of River Street. How does that process work? Do you review things like that over the winter months to figure out where that market should extend to?
So that's kind of been a developing situation that I'm still working to understand a little bit. So one of the big issues is that the market has a big footprint on the street. And that can be tough for a lot of businesses, and it helps a lot of businesses too. And the market is not a, there's not a only good or only bad side to the market. We kind of, you know, we have to look at all the issues involved in it. So with the Lower River Street, I think that they haven't felt heard by the market, and I'm sad to know that, because this was, it's not the first time I've known that there have been concerns, but it was a surprise to know here. And you know, they're right to come here. It's their livelihoods, just like my own. I'm a farmer too, and the market is tied directly to my livelihood, and so I can understand that, like, emotion that is there. So I'm glad they were here, and next week I look forward to meeting with them and seeing if we can address it, if we can work with them to make us a better part of the community.
Okay, so I'm checking in on the issue with the South River Street vendors, and tell me how this has progressed since I last met with you.
Well, our appearance at the meeting, the public meeting, seemed to get their attention, and we were able to schedule a meeting with them about a week later. The president of the market and the operations director of the market came to meet with us, and they heard our concerns. They didn't make us any promises, but we did schedule a follow-up meeting for another couple weeks from now, and they are talking amongst themselves and then coming back to us to offer some solutions. So we'll see what they come up with. Our biggest concerns really are the street being blocked and the fact that people can't reach us on Saturdays by car. And a few ideas were sort of tossed out, and they didn't seem to think that, I guess they didn't say that there was any of our solutions were the answer, but they are going to get back to us with what they think might be the answer.
And what were some of those solutions that you proposed?
Mainly just asking the market to spread vendors down our street, not even all the way down our block, just some of the way, so that people have to sort of walk up our block and are able to see our businesses. Because of where the farmers market currently ends, it creates a sort of visual barrier. And when you're at the end of the farmers market and looking down to our end of Lower River Street, it really doesn't look like there's anything going on down here. You really can't see any of our businesses because of where the market stops. So what we're asking them for is just to extend the vendors, even just a half a block down, a little bit maybe past First Street, just to get them around to get pedestrian traffic to sort of reach around the dog leg and River Street, so that they can actually see that there's a bunch of businesses down here.
And what about the vendors that are still further down? Have you networked with them at all on this? And how do they feel about, you know, it being a partial thing as opposed to really just
the farmers market vendors or the other businesses?
No, I'm talking about the other businesses on this block that are affected by the same thing, but might be even further away from the farmers market than you are.
Well, they are part of our neighborhood discussions. So that would be the Wooden Shoe, and then Beirut and Terra Kitchen. They still have driving traffic on their street, so you can still actually drive up to that end of River Street. What they've actually asked for is to not have a blockade, like an actual physical barrier at the corner of River and State, because that, they think, really turns a lot of traffic away. So I think just getting foot traffic even down to this end, and we're always trying to send people down. Oh, there's more stuff down that way. We get a lot of traffic from the restaurants, people that are eating and then coming to walk River Street. So they've just asked that there not be an actual barricade, like a physical barricade. Another banner would probably be helpful. The banner that we put up at the beginning of the summer this year seemed to make a big difference. People really noticed, and it helped get people up our street. But it's, you know, we have to take it up and down every week, and, you know, that takes, it's work. It's just more work on our end to get the banner up, and, the city and the market aren't going to help us with that. So
you mentioned Beirut. Beirut has taken a proactive stance in the past and basically joined the farmers market, set up a booth, mm-hmm. and I don't know how successful he's been, but was that idea floated at all, that maybe they could give you each a free spot there, so that you could at least represent your business in some way and display your wares?
I personally have participated as a business in the Makers Market, and it's when I was in a different location. It was before I was on River Street, and I was doing it really just for the sole purpose of promotion, to get the word out about my shop, because I was a little off the beaten path. But honestly, I can't, we're a small operation. That would take me pulling half of my inventory out of the store to stock another tent, me paying someone to man a booth. It would be,
I hear you.
Yeah, it's a good thought, but most of us are one-man operations or two-man operations. We're all, owner-operator businesses, and for us to have to staff another location on Saturdays is a lot easier said than done.
And so where does this go from here? You guys have another meeting scheduled?
We do. We have a meeting in about 2 weeks. They are coming back to us with their ideas, and we're going to see what they propose, and hopefully we can find some kind of a solution that works for everybody. We really want to work with the farmers market. We don't want them to go anywhere. We don't want them to leave River Street, because there are a lot of businesses that do benefit a lot from them. We're just asking that they make some changes that don't harm our businesses as much as the current configuration does.
So the situation with the farmers market and the South River Street vendors continues to unfold. We will continue to cover this issue as it develops. For Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Dave Pablo.